And it's time for our weekly visit with Dr. Frank Bowling at the Bowling Chiropractic Center. We call it Creating Wellness. Doc, how are you?
Doing fantastic, Duane. Yourself?
Living the dream. Living the dream.
Another day in paradise.
Absolutely. Glasses always half full.
Exactly.
Just what you put in it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for us this week?
Well, the great thing about entitling this little segment Creating Wellness, that covers a lot of territory. You can just talk about almost anything. And one of my many mentors was a guy named Dr. Guy Reekman. He was one of the presidents of Life University, where I went to chiropractic school down in Georgia. He wasn't there when I was there, but he came along later. But he had a long, very productive, accomplished history. And he wrote a little paperback book called Make Your Life Extraordinary. And just a fascinating thing. I've got a copy of it somewhere. I've got several books that I apparently squirreled away so I wouldn't lose them. And so I don't know where
and
they
you
are.
You can't find them.
I don't know where they are now. But anyway, good little book. And he gives many examples of people who have created extraordinary lives out of nothing. You know, we're born and we kind of, we each have our own background, and we certainly can lead an ordinary life and not be blamed by anyone for that. And you know, we don't get to choose our parents or our surroundings or you know, a lot of things that contribute to our how we wind up. But Dr. Reekman, you know, he gives a lot of examples of people who have plenty of excuses why they wouldn't accomplish much in life or amount to anything in life, and yet they do. And a lot of his examples are people like Nelson Mandela, who spent, you know, 30 years in prison and came out and created a wonderful thing based on forgiveness and brought the people together there in his part of the world. And Mother Teresa and all these people that you've heard of. But then, you know, there are other people who are not famous, you know, and yet they've done something with their lives. And as I've talked about in the past, you know, every morning before I get out of the shower, the last thing I say is I'm going to help millions of people before I die. Put me to work to do good and help people, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you know, maybe that's aiming a little bit too high, and I'm, you know, I just turned 74 a couple of weeks ago, and might be running out of time. But at the same time, my dad, you know, he didn't become mayor of Ligoti till he was 75, and the next 8 years of his life were the most productive years of his life, and I think he really impacted a lot of people over there in our little burg of Ligoti, Indiana. But again, there are people who have plenty of excuses. I've got quite a few patients who work in recovery, and a lot of those, in fact, most of the people that I have run into that work in recovery are in recovery themselves, and you know, a lot of those people have a pretty rough background, and you know, if you're born into a family that hasn't impacted you in a very positive way, sometimes it's hard to make much out of your life. But somewhere along the line, I stumbled onto this. I get my inspiration from a lot of places, and I stumbled onto this online recovery group. It's a 12-step group, and there's a lady on there who comes from a background of a lot of mental illness, a lot of suicides, a lot of you know, alcoholism and drug addiction, and she chairs a meeting on there at 5 or 6 in the morning, which is, you know, a good time for me, and I try to catch her because she just lays it on the line. You know, she's a little bit crazy, and we can all relate to that, Duane. And I try to catch her. I want to hear her 5 minutes of relating her story, and then she chairs an hour meeting, and I usually don't even stay for the meeting. I want to hear her little story, you know. And so you know, Dr. Reekman, he talks about it. It comes down to gratitude and forgiveness. And, you know, just wherever you are, trying to contribute something. My original chiropractic college president, Dr. Sid Williams, give for the sake of giving, love for the sake of loving, serve for the sake of serving. And so my only hope now is, you know, show up in the office every day. You never know when something you may think, say, or do can impact the lives of millions of people tomorrow. So, you know, I go in there, I give some adjustments. I know you take interference out of people's nerve system. It can dramatically impact their ability to live their lives and to contribute what they can contribute. So anyway, my little 2 cents for the day.
Well, and good 2 cents. Actually, it's only $20 for an adjustment. That's how you give back. $20
right.
adjustments every day. It's not going to break your pocketbook, but it is going to make you feel better. Guaranteed, as I say every time, I'm not just a spokesman, but a satisfied customer as well. Bowling Chiropractic, Main Street, downtown Washington, home of the $20 adjustment every day. How do they get a hold of you?
812-254-0246, bowlingchiropractic.com, 312 East Main.
Have a great week.
Yes, sir, you too.